Proudly playing real country music for the great folks in Oak Grove, Lexington, Wellington, and Raytown. We are Real Country, 1030 AM, KCWJ, Blue Springs, Kansas City.
Welcome to the Missouri Hour, Preps KC's football Friday night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Plisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And let's go ahead and give you a rundown of this week in the Missouri Hour before we get things going. We will kind of recap last week here in our first segment. Our next segment, we're going to talk with Lathrop coach Chris Holt. He's got a REMAX Big 3 game there, hosting seven-time defending champion, or as we like to say, until further notice, Lamar. Coach, a good win for them last week over Summer Christian on Friday night.
You know what? Lathrop's 13-0. They're ready to play Lamar.
All right. We'll also talk with Rockhurst coach Tony Severino. Just a good, tough win for them, especially with the quarterback on the bench, Luke Thame, in the second half. Not on the bench, in the locker room in the second half of that game against Blue Springs.
For those of us who have been around a long time, it was typical Blue Springs-Rockhurst game. It was great competition.
All right, our third segment, we'll talk with Smithfield coach Jason Bronson, and he's got them in the semifinals, first time in a long time. They're going to MICDS. They're playing fantastic football. That's a team that looks primed for something special.
I think their entire program is extremely confident that they're going all the way to the end.
All right, we will close things out with our own Cole Young, get a class 1-3 look ahead as we look at those games, and we'll do our picks with the pros. Well, let's take a look at last week. Coach, let's start with Blue Springs Rockhurst. That's where you were. And, you know, interesting week coming into that, Blue Springs was dealing with some emotional stuff with Coach Donahoe and his cancer, and then they're playing Rockhurst in a semifinal game for the first time, which is – I don't think a lot of people realize that. I think they thought a lot of those games in the past were semifinal games, but they're always quarterfinal games or district final games, depending on how things all shook out back in the day. But not typical game. Ball's on the field a lot. Officials get involved, the whole thing. Not the cleanest game, but outcome-wise and intensity-wise, it was a classic football game.
And I think the thing that lived up to the reputation of the game was both defenses. Both defenses were outstanding. And you know, both teams came in there with really good offensive lines, but I think the defensive people just outplayed them. It was just great on both sides of the ball defensively.
You know, I talked to you, and I talked to Rob, and I talked to Brian Johnson. You guys were all three there and got similar things, but a little different perspective from each of you on what you saw. And that's one of the things – that Brian said. He said that, you know, that's the first time he'd seen a Blue Springs – he hadn't seen the first game, but seen a Blue Springs offensive line. And, Rob, you said the same thing. It's that they had struggled, that they had really been the dominant force every time out. But we've been talking about that Rockhurst front seven all season. And it's – there's no crime in being the second or third best offensive line against a really good defense. But that's what it should be in semifinal football.
Oh, without a doubt. I think, you know, teams that are playing this time of the year, they're built on defense.
You know, when we look at Rockhurst and we look at Blue Springs, and I don't know if Rockhurst can beat CBC. The first time they played them, it wasn't even close. And we look at Blue Springs and we say, oh, they're back to where they were. Really, these teams aren't as talented as some teams that have been here and either lost in the semis or lost in the state championship game. This is really one of the better jobs out of the coaching staffs and the players. We tend to love coaches up here, but the players of coming through and getting to the level they did for both these schools.
And I think the thing that's going to help Rockhurst this week is I think they'll correct some of their issues and play the typical – and I think the fact that they lost to CBC 2 or 3 weeks ago, that's a problem. I think how they lost is a problem.
Well, and it was a tough week for them. They had lost a student, and they bumped the game back a day. So you don't know those emotional issues. I think they'll be focused if Luke Thame can play quarterback. He came out of that game. He's in the concussion protocol. We'll talk more with Coach Severino here in a minute. All right, Class 5, I went to Staley. I expected to see a tough, hard-fought football game, and I did, except Fort Osage's defense just took Staley out of what they wanted to do. And Staley's defense did a good job on Fort Osage's offense. They really only had a couple good drives, but three turnovers that turned into touchdowns and a fourth turnover that was turned into a touchdown, you know, I don't know what to say. What a great play by that defense led by Vaughn Young and several other players. He's the one that comes. He had an interception and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Also ran a touchdown in after another interception. They just came and shut down a Staley offense that had been rolling and then put enough points on the board with their offense against a Staley defense that hadn't been giving up anything, Coach.
I think last week we both picked Staley to win that game last week, and I think we both thought that Staley might be a better football team, but we felt that Fort Osage could win. I was surprised by the final score.
Yeah, it got a little out of hand for them. There was a fumble recovery for a touchdown, a pick six. But what they did is they just harassed the quarterback from Staley. And you know, and the kids had a great season, and Staley had a great season. Maybe not the offense they were a year ago. There's no indictment of that. That was an undefeated state championship team. I mean, that was a great team. This is a really good Staley team. They got back to the quarterfinals. It's not easy to do when you graduate almost everybody except for like two or three starters. And really, Fort Osage had lost four games in the middle of the season, and people had questioned what they were. But they were the number two ranked team to start the season. It wasn't like they were a team that came out of nowhere. This is a team that battled some injuries and got healthy, and now they're playing great football.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. They've gotten healthy. I think they struggled during the middle of the season because they did have some injuries, but they got some depth during that period because they had some guys out, and now they've got all those guys back.
And if Dominic Myers can play, maybe not even this week, but in the state championship game, that makes their offense more dynamic, and that goes with that defense. So those were two interesting games last Saturday. Friday night we saw Smithville do a great job against Warrensburg and Lathrop do a great job against Summit Christian Academy. Hats off to Warrensburg and Summit Christian Academy. Great seasons out of those teams, Coach.
Summit Christian Academy, I think they kind of came from nowhere. I didn't expect them to be as good as they are, but their running back had an outstanding season.
Yeah, Josh McConnell was fantastic, but really their guys up front, size-wise, they were a little bigger than Lathrop up front. And I think that says a lot about what that program's doing. Sometimes we don't talk about Summit Christian because they're in that Crossroads Conference, and sometimes it's tough to tell how good they are when they play teams. But fantastic year for them, and same for Warrensburg, Coach.
Warrensburg had a great season. I think they accomplished several firsts during this season.
Yes, and first district championship since 2001. The stunner for me was the weekend was Maryville and Odessa. Odessa was never really a part of that game. Maryville got up 13-0, then it was 13-6, and you thought, oh, here they come. 29-6 was the final. Maryville just handled their business and looked like a team that has been to back-to-back state championship games and is in the quarterfinals every year since like 2010.
It's just Maryville.
They
did their thing.
They did their thing and an outstanding run for them. And then, of course, Mid-Buchanan got the win, and then Adrian went down to Lincoln. Okay, we have got a great hour for you here. We're going to talk with Lathrop coach Chris Holton, Rockhurst coach Tony Severino, our next segment. We're also going to talk with Smithville coach Jason Ambrosian and Cole Young and do our picks. A lot of great things. We're going to break down all of these games this week. We've got great coverage, blanket coverage of every single game on both sides of the state line. You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
In 1982, I won the American League batting title. My strength at the plate was my ability to switch hit. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. It doesn't matter if you're buying a mansion or selling a bungalow. You need the versatility that a RE/MAX agent offers. They understand the market and possess the know-how to help you go from sale to sold. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop in Westlake Ace Hardware today and get 2 20-ounce Powerades for just $3. Westlake Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple.
points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like BUnion.com. They were the sponsor of our game of the week and also the all-star game in the summer. We appreciate everything they do. If you're interested in a career in the trade unions, we encourage you to go to BUnion.com. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our REMAX Big Three games, Lathrop coach Chris Holt. And coach, fantastic season at Lathrop this year, playing really good football. You played Summit Christian last Friday night. They really kind of played you tough there early, and then you guys really got things going, especially defensively. What do you like about what you guys did Friday night against Summit Christian?
Well, I don't like the slow start. I think pointing that out. But it's kind of been our M.O. It just seems like once we get a field position kind of in our favor, we just kind of get going. And the next thing you know, you look up and we're 3 touchdowns ahead. It's, you know, we've just been real explosive like that this year. So we've had 2 or 3 games this year where it's taken us a little while to get going in the first quarter. It seems like there's always a moment in the game where we make a big play or something, and there we go. And we had that moment on Friday because in the second quarter, our punter fell down. So we gave them the football like on the 15-yard line, and they were up 7-0. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, we got to, you know, we're going to be down 2 touchdowns. And, you know, we've been down by 7 points this year at the most. And our, you know, Drew O'Connor made an interception. And it's after that interception, you could just see everybody just kind of relax. And then we went and played football. And we scored 41 in a row after that. So, got things going for sure.
Because I don't think anybody scores 41 unanswered points in a row without playing great defense. Aside from the turnover situation, what else on your defense was outstanding Friday night?
Well, just looking at, you know, it's kind of defensively this year, you know, our coaches have just done a great job. We've been playing really, really good defense. We give up less than a touchdown a game average for, I guess it would be 13 weeks now. So, our speed has definitely been the biggest factor for us this year on defense.
Well, you get Lamar now in the semifinals. It's at your place, which is fantastic for your fans and for just keeping that normal kind of thing. When you see Lamar play, we know they're the 7-time defending champion. What do you see out of this year's team that they're doing well that is going to challenge you guys?
Well, obviously, they're still going to line up and just run the football. You know, I think in the 4 films we have, we think from 11 passes in the 4 games, and they've completed 3. So, I mean, it's just not what they like to do. But, you know, we do know that, you know, they're going to snap the ball in that double wing. And they're running some pistol this year, but it becomes basically a power eye. And, you know, they'll make much secret about it. You know where they're going to run. You know who they're going to run behind. It's whether or not for 4 quarters can you stand up to it. And they are absolutely tremendous on size on the defense, I mean, on the offensive line. They have 3 players over 290 pounds, and 2 of those guys are over 300. So, you know, they're just going to try to enforce and impose their will on you for sure.
Coach, defensively, on your front 4 people or front 7 people, the people in the box, will your quickness kind of offset their size, or are they quick coming off the ball also in addition to being big?
Well, you're seeing a lot of teams basically submarine or cut their linemen and then try to get their linebackers, you know, some space. For the most part, we've seen it for some teams, but it just seems like they can't sustain it for 4 quarters. I think the biggest thing that we have to do is we've got Ava only had 33 players, and we were down there on Saturday. You know, we've got 45. And we get 22. We'll rotate as many through on that defensive front as we can to continue to stay fresh. They platoon their offensive defensive line. Most of those kids are one-way guys for them. So we're going to have to try to match that ourselves. And then hopefully our speed can get around some blocks because, you know, you got a 330-pound kid locked on you, there's not too much you can do about it. So we're probably going to have to do a little bit more avoidance as opposed to traditional taking a guy on, trying to stone him in the hole and rip and swim. So I assume sometimes it'll work for us, and a lot of times it'll probably still work for them.
Offensively, what kind of things are your offense going to have to do to attack their defense?
Well, I think that our speed gives us an advantage in this game. You know, we went down, and, you know, when you put your eyes on them and you see them in person, you know, you obviously look to try to see what are things that we can do against them. And I think for us, you know, we're not going to be crazy and just try to line up and just run them over at the point of attack. We'll probably have to try to outnumber them at the point of attack. We'll definitely need to throw the football, but they are exclusively a zero coverage football team. So it puts a lot of pressure on a defensive back when you've got to be man-to-man and come up and force the run. And we've been real successful this year in our play-action game and even some, you know, running back passes and stuff like that. I think that you'll see several of those this weekend for sure.
Coach, I know you don't get to be a 13-0 team without having lots of good players, but talk to us for just a minute about Justin Burns and what he brings to the table for you guys.
Well, you know, you're right about that. We've got 30 juniors and seniors, you know, so we're an old football team. And when you're an old football team, you're supposed to be good, you know, if you're doing things the right way. And I feel like we do things the right way around here. JB is one of those 11 seniors, and he had the absolute game of his life the other night with the two receptions. Every kickoff he had except one was a touchback. He made two field goals. You know, I just told him after the game, I said, buddy, I think this was the best one that you ever played. You know, and that's a good time to have it. But, you know, we got a lot of good football players on this team, and he's definitely one of those cogs that we're going to lean on, especially now with, you know, potentially more games in his high school career.
Well, tell me this. I'm assuming the town is very excited for this weekend's game. It's just got to be a great atmosphere.
Well, I certainly hope so because, you know, you go down to the bar on Saturday and you just see how things are done. I mean, they've been on such a run. And, you know, I went down there in 09 when I was in Maryville and we beat them in the semifinals. And I remember after that game, a lot of their people coming and talking to our kids. That was just so gracious for us. And I think they learned a lot from kind of the way we did things. And obviously, you know, and Bailey, you know, gives us credit for that too. But, you know, they've learned to do things their way, and they do it the right way, and they're very respectful. And I'm sure they're going to have an army of people up here. We've got good people here in Lathrop, so I'm sure that we'll have open arms and invite them in. And just hopefully at the end of the game, we're telling them good luck next year.
Well, Coach, good luck this week. And this is the time of the year at Preps KC we get to root for teams. And, Coach, good luck this week. And we're hoping that we're talking to you next week. That means you've got a trip to Columbia.
Oh, that would just be definitely icing on the cake for, you know, a special season. Thank you guys for taking the time to give us a call up here in the country. And we appreciate everything that you guys do.
Coach Walms, that Lathrop is playing really well. And they did get off to a slow start, but they overcame it and just powered past Summit Christian on Friday night.
And I can tell you they will not be intimidated this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's go ahead and move on to another one of our REMAX Big Three games. It's a state championship game in Class 6 and bring in Tony Severino from Rockhurst. And, Coach, you guys got through and beat Blue Springs in another Classic 14-13 in the semifinals. Now you get a rematch with CBC, who you played earlier in the year. What did you like about how your team played this weekend, and what do you think you're going to need to do to get that state championship this weekend?
Well, we played great defense. And actually, we played terrific offense the first most of the first half until we lost Luke Payne, our starting quarterback. That really put us behind the eight ball. And then you just, you know, bank on your defense getting the job done and kicking the ball away from them. But we're in deep trouble offensively because poor Nick's going to be a good quarterback, but he's nursed an ankle injury for 3 weeks, hadn't taken a snap, probably played all of about 15 plays in varsity football, and you throw him into that game and you feel bad for him.
Coach, just out of curiosity, how many of your guys play both ways? How many guys play both on your offense and your defense?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Wams, just two the other night. Jay Creighton was one, and we just started playing Jay. We'd been playing him two ways all year if we needed to, but we the last two games with Michael Johnson being down, he had to go back to running back and corner. We just feel like we built everything around our defense, so that's where our priorities were. A number of our secondary guys will alternate at split end and slot, so they don't play full time both ways. The only other guy is Andrew Stafford, our tight end, defensive end. He probably is the guy that plays the most snaps of anybody that we have.
Well, as you look at that defense as they come out of this week, when you played CBC once already, and I know that was a tough week for your school to begin with, but what do you need to do to kind of take that step forward when you play them the second time?
Well, when we play them the second time, okay, thanks, Mike. When we play them the second time, you know, we kind of know what we're in for, put it that way, you know, and our approach to the game is obviously going to be a lot different. If you see me come out of the huddle in less than 15 seconds, call me. We've got to limit their touches, you know. In fact, I just had about three of my staff guys in there. We were just talking about how, as good as our defense is, our offense has got to win this game. You know, and they kind of looked at me like, really? I go, yeah, we got to keep control of the ball. We got to limit their touches, because no matter how good you are on defense, I mean, you got to hunt for games. I think their punter probably doesn't even let her.
Coach, I know that Coach Berg will be really close to you, making sure you're in the huddle and coming out at that 15-second or 16-second or whatever you think you can get it snapped to within 25, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and then every once in a while, if you score like in a play, he just looks at me and goes, scored a little too fast there. you know, if you can keep your defense off, we love this group. And you know, we went into the year that we just said, well, look, this is who we are. And I know I've told you this. And we're not going to apologize to anybody for it. We're going to do what we can do offensively. Because this is, you know, you can only do so much. And then we're going to play great defense. You can always, you know, I think what people screw themselves up is they try to be do whatever's fashionable on offense that they can't do. You know, Wams and I, we'll tell you, 1 year at West, we tried to run the wishbone with four fullbacks.
And big splits, remember?
Woo. Yeah, big splits with four fullbacks who could not run anybody anyway.
Well, tell me this, Coach, with your offensive line, I know it's a big strength of what you do. What does the front seven of CBC kind of pose against that offensive line?
They're the best front seven we will see. I mean, they just put their ears back, and they're coming. You're not going to see us doing anything. I mean, you know, I said we're going to do a lot of zone blocking, a lot of base blocking, put a body on a body, and hopefully we can just, you know, kind of keep the clock moving and keep the chains moving a little bit. And you know, for me to sit here and say, you know, when we played them last time, I literally told our kids after the game, I said, guys, you saw one of the best teams that we're ever going to see. I said, it's probably what people used to say about us in 86 and 87. And you go, you know, and I told them, and I said, they're going to beat us 9 out of 10 times. But now let's look ahead, and maybe we only got to beat them once. So hopefully this is the time.
Coach, I think Andrew Stafford can do a difference on both sides of the ball like you're expecting your offense and defense to do. I think he's a big key. He's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what he is. He's one of those tight ends. I always tell him, you know, his daddy played for us, and his dad was an offensive and defensive lineman, and I'm glad he got his mom's height and build. But I've told him that. I've told his wife that, you know, thank God for you. And he just kind of has a way. And Luke likes him. You know, that's the thing. Our quarterbacks like him, and they got a lot of confidence in his hands. He has just been terrific for us.
Well, as you look back at this season, and I know, like you said, this isn't one of those teams that isn't maybe the most talented team, but they work real hard and do those things. How satisfying is it to get this group to a state championship game?
Oh, it was, you know, it was just one of those times when you look at this group, you wanted them to get there so bad because you know how hard they work. And, you know, we lost that opener. And I know people are going, oh, man, this is going to be one of those years. But there was something about this group, their resilience, you know, and then all of a sudden we got, got on a streak, and then you start saying, let's just play to our strength. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we got to do on Saturday is just play to our strength, try to eliminate mistakes. And if we can do that, and like I said, I just got done with my coaches in here, and I told them, look, we want to be within reach in the fourth quarter. It's all we ask for.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck. Go bring her back a championship, and maybe we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, I'd love to be talking to you next week, but yeah, we're hoping. You know what? It's great to get there. Now you want to finish it, and but you know, no matter what happens, this has been you know, I've had a lot of rewarding years in coaching. This has been right up there with him. Trust me.
Well, Coach, good luck again, and we'll, like I said, we'll maybe be chatting then, and have fun.
All right, we'll try to do that. Thank you guys for what you do. Thank you.
All right, that's Rockers Coach Tony Severin. When we come back, we'll be joined by Smithville Coach Jason Umbronson. Listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Signs. In baseball, you look for them all the time, especially when you stole as many bases as I did. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. If you're looking for the perfect house to call home, then you need to look for the sign of the RE/MAX agent because they will recommend what is right for you. It doesn't matter if you're buying a colonial or selling a condo. A RE/MAX agent knows the market trends and has the insight to go from sale to sold. That's definitely the sign I'm looking for. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And let's bring in a coach from one of our RE/MAX Big Three games, Smithville coach Jason Umbronson. And coach, fantastic performance Friday night against a pretty talented Warrensburg team. Another just tough physical performance by your defense and your offense, just kind of taking control of that game. Is this really kind of your stamp? I know you've been wanting to do this all season. You guys look like you're playing your best football at the right time.
Yeah, we are. I got to give our kids credit. You know, they really are dialed in on what we need them to do and what they need to do to be successful. and they're playing together as a team really well. I mean, just, you know, making things happen. Yeah, you know, whether and just finding a way that, you know, we missed a couple throws early, and Warrensburg does a really good job. They got some really good athletes on offense. They made us work a little bit early, and then our kids just said, all right, this is what we need to do, and just kind of took the game over and made the plays that we needed to offensively. And then defense just had a huge stop after we turned the ball over down inside like a 3-yard line. And just from that point on, the defense getting a turnover there and getting a stop, it was just, I could just feel it was like a big, huge wall of momentum that just whap, you know. And got to give the kids credit. They did it.
Coach, talk to us for just a minute about your running backs and how well they work with your offensive line and those two units just coming together and being able to run the football.
Well, you know, we started the year off with 5 new offensive linemen. And we had one kid who was an all-state caliber kid that decided not to play this year. And he's a great young man. He just decided not to. And we started with 5 new guys. And we knew that by the time they figured each other out and got everything going, we'd be pretty good. I don't think I realized how good they would become. I mean, the kids have done a great job of coming together. And quite honestly, both of the guys we have in the backfield are very talented athletes. I mean, when you look at Isaac Miller's ability to run and read blocks and accelerate through the holes, and then you look at Brian's just athleticism and toughness and ability to just to never be denied. I mean, he's got that you know, just tough, hard-nosed mentality. And the combination of those two, it's worked out well. Isaac shouldered the load most of the year. Brian played on defense. We kept reps for him, and he did a phenomenal year on that side of the ball. And then Isaac got banged up a little bit, and Brian stood in. And then, you know what, they just kind of, now they're both getting back healthy again, and so 100%, and I feel good about that because they both do a really good job.
Well, I mean, you watch those two in the backfield together and doing different stuff that they do, and man, if I'm a defense and Isaac's, like you said, Isaac's a good athlete, does a great job of reading stuff, and then Brian starts pounding on you, it's a will breaker. And I'm not saying that Warrensburg quit, but you could see that. I mean, after a while, they just it's tough to, when you get physical for a lot of times, it's tough to kind of keep going.
Well, and that's the thing too. I think, you know, when we really started playing our best football, we started off getting some of the guys, you know, most of the year we were a 2-platoon team except for a couple guys in the back end, you know, with Spencer Miller and Garrett Thompson and Jake Fisher. So we had 3. And then now we've started playing, you know, Seth Teach out more on offense as a wing back or a tight end, Fisher as a wing back, and then Brian as a fullback, Brian as a tailback, and working those guys in. We've been practicing that stuff all year, but now just the physicality of our offense has kind of picked up. Our offensive line has done a really good job of being physical and really getting a body on a body at the point of attack. And then our other athletic guys have been doing a great job of changing the line of scrimmage and getting down the field. And then when, I don't care who you are, someone asked me one time, what would you rather do? And I said, I don't want to tackle either one of them. Because, you know, when they get a full head of steam and their shoulders are square, they're both a load. I mean, Brian's 195 pounds, Isaac's 185 pounds. They both squat 460 and 480 between the two of them. And they're hard-nosed, tough kids. And when you get them with a good run, I wouldn't want to take them above the waist. That'd be silly.
Plus, Brian just brings that linebacker mentality to the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little bit of toughness, trust me.
Well, tell me this, as you get ready for MICDS, is there a team that you've seen that you've played that looks like them, or are they something different that you haven't seen yet?
You know what, I think actually they're a lot like us. You know, I think they play really good defense. I think their offense is good. And usually takes what they can get and what you can give them. I think they look a lot like us, you know, a little bit undersized, but play really hard with great effort, good speed, good toughness. They look a lot like we do. And so it's kind of like looking in the mirror a little bit, you know.
Well, Coach, tell me this. We talked a few weeks ago about, taking a trip to Sedalia Smith Cotton and what you thought that was meant to your team. Now you've got another longer trip that you've already got one in the back of their heads. Does that help you this week as you prepare for this game?
I think so. I think this is different, and this is a big deal. I'm actually really excited about this trip, and so is everybody else. I mean, I told the kids when we got done with the game Friday night, I said, here's the deal. if Hannibal wins, they're coming here, and everybody cheered. And I said, and if not, we're going to get on a bus Friday, we're going to stay in a hotel, and we're going to do it like the big-time guys do, like we do in college. And everybody cheered for that, too. And so, you know, I think it's an awesome, because you know what? This is about experiences. And you know what? I keep telling my kids all the time, when we started this journey off, there's a lot of steps that we had to take. And those steps have been, you know, being in a new conference, and we handled that really well. My kids prepared, and my coaches prepared. And then we had to take the next step, and that was, you know, beating a Kearney or a Platte County. And so we beat Kearney twice. And then, you know, beat Platte County twice, or beat Platte County then and Kearney twice the same year. And then that's a huge step forward for your program. And then to win a quarterfinal game, to go to the semifinal, that's another huge step for our kids. And I told them, I said, what a great opportunity we have here to get on a bus and take another step, to go play a traditionally highly regarded program in their backyard. And you know what? There's a lot of people who have never given us a chance. What a great opportunity to prove your guys' worth. And to get on a bus and do it over a holiday and to be traveling like college teams on a Friday and doing this stuff like the big boys do. I mean, what a great experience for kids. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Working your bottom off to get to do things that nobody else gets to do. The people you can't pay money to do. You only get to do it because you earn it. And I just think that is awesome for our program.
Coach, great practice for your Thursday afternoon practice. Great talk. You've prepared for your Thursday talk for practice. There's no doubt
about
that.
You know what? I am ready. I'm so excited for our kids because they earned it. You know, they've done it. And to get to be able to do this, you know, we got a big breakfast on Friday before we leave, and then we get to get on tour buses and go to Columbia. We're going to eat dinner. I got some of my former players there I coached in Mid-Missouri who are hosting us for a meal. And so it's kind of a combination of a greater family that we've always been a part of. And so one of my kids called me and said, I'll take care of that meal because if that's your family, you're my family. And so we're all family. And so doing that and then getting over to St. Louis, and one of my coaches played over there, and so we're practicing at his high school. I mean, just what a great experience. I couldn't be more happy for my kids.
Well, Coach, I tell you, this is our favorite part of the year when we get to openly root for our Kansas City teams. So we are rooting for you. Go over to St. Louis and get a win and punch that ticket for Columbia.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, and I appreciate you pulling for us. And, you know, we're going to go over there, and we're going to do the very best we can because that's just kind of kids I got.
That was Smithville coach Jason Ambrosen. He's got a big three game. Well, they're all big games at this point. The semifinal at MICDS. All right, when we come back, we'll talk with our own Cole Young and do picks with the pros. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
As you're driving today, look around you. The roads and bridges, the high-rises, the stadiums, the Performing Arts Center. Who built them? The highly skilled men and women at the Kansas City Building and Construction Trades. Are you looking to get into a hands-on profession that pays for excellence? Train to be the best. Click on a new career today at beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com.
Speed is what I'm known for. Whether it was running the base path or roving the outfield, speed was one of the best parts of my game.
Save!
Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. Did you know a RE/MAX agent helps someone buy or sell a home every 30 seconds? Whether you're buying a two-story or selling a ranch, RE/MAX agents know the market and has the expertise to move from sale to sold fast. Visit RE/MAX.com. Find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. On a program like this, wouldn't be possible without a great partner like Papa John's. They are the sponsor of the Papa John's Players of the Week, and this week it is Vaughn Young from Fort Osage, the outstanding linebacker and running back, and Blake Anderson, the substitute quarterback for St. Thomas Aquinas. Great game by him, leading his team to the state championship game, subbing in at the quarterback position. We thank Papa John's for all they do. And, of course, you can always save 40% on your pizza when you use the promo code PrepsKC, and a portion of those sales will go back to an equipment grant that you will be giving out later this year. So look forward to that. Save some money, maybe win some money for your team. Let's go ahead and get back in the football, bring in our own Cole Young, who made the trip back from Lincoln after Adrian fell. And, Cole, I know you were a little saddened by that, but you got to feel good. I know you're an Adrian guy on how they played this year getting to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to the athletic director and superintendent after the game, and I said, you know, here's the deal. You make it to the quarterfinals. You're a one seed in your district. You play to your seed. Lose to an 11-1 team that, frankly, was probably a more talented team. That's what you're going to, make it to the quarterfinals. There's nothing to hang your head about at all. It's being in the top eight of your district is pretty good, of the state class is pretty good. So.
Colt, does Adrian have on this team that just finished their season some quality young players that they'll be back in good position next year?
Yeah, so they have they're losing a little bit the skill positions offensively and defensively on the lines. I think they're just losing two on the defensive line, or two on the offensive line, or one on the defensive line. Good news is they got a pretty good group of freshmen coming through. That said, perhaps the biggest concern, if you're Adrian, looking at how good Lincoln was they announced the starting lineup, and I believe Lincoln had one offensive starter that was a senior.
so they're not going anywhere, are they?
No, they're not. They are in it for the long haul. So.
Well, now Lincoln gets Mid-Buchanan. Good win. I watched a lot of that game on Saturday as I was up at Fort Osage. We had that on the iPad, and they really just kind of out-physicaled Penny, and that's a team that is now playing with house money and looking good.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I look at those two games, and what Mid-Buchanan's doing right now is they think they can beat anybody in the world right now. You win a few of those games, you beat Hamilton, who I don't know the last time they beat Hamilton. It had been a while, if I remember correctly. And they're going up against the Lincoln team, they're good size, but they're not big. But they're technically sound, and they run a good scheme, throwing the ball, running a lot of underneath routes. They've got a running back who is small but electric. I mean, he's probably not 5'7" tall, but he is quick and shifty, and that can just throw teams off balance. So I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a great semifinal game.
Isn't Mid-Canada's quarterback a sophomore quarterback? I believe
right.
He is.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
They're both teams are pretty young, and so that's the thing. I mean, we could potentially be looking at the state championship game next year as they roll through the different semifinal matchups. These are two teams who I wouldn't be surprised if they're both not top five teams next year.
All right, let's jump over to Class 2. Lathrop gets a little slow start, and Coach Holt talked about that. He didn't like it that I reminded him of the slow start, but got a little slow start in their game, but then just powered past a good Summit Christian team that's playing good football. They get a Lamar team that just kind of got by Ava. Is this the time that somebody's going to pick them off? Is this Lathrop's year?
Well, you know what? I was doing a little research, Dion. Chris Holt and Scott Bailey have faced each other one time previously, and Chris Holt was the winner 21-7 back in 2009.
Yeah, he talked about that.
And I bet he did. I think it's going to be a strength versus strength game here. You know, two good defenses. I think if any team's going to get Lamar, I think it's a team like Lathrop that's just going to go in and grind it out and have a coach who can kind of build the belief in them like Coach Holt has. The two things that jump out, the one thing in Lathrop's favor is Lamar hasn't really been crushing anybody in the playoffs like usual. I mean, typically in their first couple rounds, they're winning by 60, 65 points. They've been a little tighter this year. That said, Lamar kind of has that factor that we saw. We talked about Maryville and Odessa last week. They've been playing some close games, and sometimes having that experience of the close games and then not panicking if you get down can really benefit a team. So I think this is, just looking at this, has got to be the best class for the semifinals with Lamar and Lathrop, which could be the state championship, or, Blair Oaks and Lister North,
yeah,
which could also be the two best teams in the state. I mean, it's literally a coin flip for any of these four teams to win state, and I wouldn't be surprised.
This is one of those weekends in Class 2 where you could play it 2 weeks in a row and get completely different results coming out.
Oh, I know. A round robin would be great for these four.
Well, let's talk about Class 3 real quick, and Maryville solved Odessa. And is that just an experience factor right there, playing at home? Maryville's been there, done that. And this Odessa team, which is young, I know we've been talking about all year, but there's still a lot of juniors on this team. It looked like they just kind of ran into a buzzsaw and made some mistakes, and Maryville didn't let them back in the game.
I think it was a nasty, cold, snowy day up in Maryville. I think the front came through everywhere, but it was already in Maryville beforehand. I think it was like 25, 30 degrees.
Yeah, the front came through in Staley. I'll just let you know that.
Well, it came through in Lincoln, too. So. But it was there the whole time, I guess we could say, in Maryville. And, Maryville's used to playing in nasty weather. But the other thing is, last year, I was at that Maryville-Mount Vernon Class 3 championship game, and just those kids are unflappable. They've got a dynasty going up there, and they know that they're good, and they know that they're built for these games in November, and I think that's the difference right now. And Maryville Trinity, that's going to be a great matchup.
I think Maryville played with a chip on their shoulder last week against Odessa. I think it offended them that people thought Odessa was better than them.
Yeah, we didn't
do it. I totally did. Yeah.
I don't know if we did Odessa any favors. We've been hyping them all season long. Well, one thing I will say about this before we let you go, Maryville's not going to be scared of Trinity Speed or the D1 guys on the other side, because they worked a John Burroughs team that had Ezekiel Elliott in the state championship game. So I'm not – I like their chances, even on the road. I think Maryville and Matt Webb, this is not a big deal to them.
No, you're exactly right. This is it reminds me of kind of that when Harrisonville really was going, and Fred had those guys really clicking. We'll go on the road. We'll play anybody anywhere. It's a business trip. They're not worried about the team. You could say, oh, look at all these D1 guys. They played arguably the best running back to ever come out of St. Louis and put it on them. And it's not at the game's at what, St. Mary's High School, so it's technically almost a neutral site game.
Yeah.
Aside from being 5 hours from home.
It should be another great weekend. We're looking forward to chatting with you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Coach, I tell you, Class 1-3 has been really interesting this year. We've got some teams we haven't seen in a while, and we got Maryville again. So that's an interesting thing. And Cole brought up some good points about Class 1, and Adrian's a pretty good team. But it sounds like Lincoln's a team to keep an eye on as well.
And you know what? From the sounds of things, Class 2 is going to be the most interesting of these all.
Class 2 is amazing. I mean, all those four teams have been the four best teams pretty much all year long, and they're in the semis, and that's the way it should be. It doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes the brackets don't work out that way, but they did this year. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the picks. How did we do last week?
You won 7-3 to 6-4, and so this week I based all of my picks on strictly who I want to win.
Well, I picked mine on who I think's going to win. We'll see how that goes then. All right, well, let's go ahead and start on the Kansas side. We're going to do the Class 3A final. Sabetha, the defending 3A champions, against Pratt, who was the 4A Division one or Division two champion last year. Two defending champions going out of here. They're all in Class 3 now. Coach, what do you like?
I like Sabetha. I think they've played football well all year long from what I've seen, but I'm going to go with Sabetha.
I've been voting Sabetha number one all year in the K-Preps poll, and I'm going to stick with them, and I think they're going to get a second straight state championship. All right, let's move on to 4A, Miege versus Goddard. Goddard, an accomplished team, been played in state championship game a couple years ago, played to the semifinals last year in 5A, now they're in 4A. I like Miege. I think they're playing their best football at the right time, and I think their defense is just going to be too much. Their defense has been the most underrated part of their team all season long.
Plus, I think their passing game is going to be a huge problem for Goddard. I think they're really athletic in that receiver group. I'm going to go with Miege also.
All right, let's go to Class 5A, Aquinas versus Wichita Northwest. Coach, I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game, but I think if Aquinas gets up on them, they could win this game by two or three touchdowns just because their rushing attack is so good, and then that puts more pressure on that Wichita Northwest offense.
I think this Aquinas football team started building for this year last year after the state championship game. I think they're built to win a state championship. I'm going to go with Aquinas.
We agree on that one. Okay, Blue Valley North versus Derby. This was a tough one for me. I think Derby is much improved. Our secret Derby spy, Joel Appleby, and his cousin's team, he told us that Derby's a lot healthier than they were. They were young last year defensively, but I'll tell you, the hot hand is Graham Mertz and that team right now. I'm going with Blue Valley North, Coach.
Plus, I think it's been a great addition to their football team is Amari Hickson has made a big difference. I'm going to go with Blue Valley North also.
Okay, let's go to Class 1 on the Missouri side, Mid-Buchanan versus Lincoln up at Mid-Buchanan. Coach, I watched a lot of that Mid-Buchanan game last week against Penny. I am extremely impressed with what they do, and I tell you, that is a situation. They are a team that is playing their best football at the right time. I like the Dragons.
I have to admit I have not picked Mid-Buchanan very many times this season, and it's cost me, so I'm going with Mid-Buchanan. I want them to win.
That was the game that cost you last week.
Yes, it was. it's not the first time.
All right, next up in Class 2, Lathrop versus Lamar. Coach, is this going to be the end of the Lamar streak?
I think 7 is the end. I think they've reached lucky 7, and this year is going to be Mid-Buchanan winning this game. Lathrop,
yeah. I like Lathrop as well. I think their speed is going to be the difference. And, you know, Lamar's is such a great story. They had a 57-game winning streak and just one of the more dominant teams that we've seen in the Midwest, not just in Missouri or Kansas. We've really seen in the Midwest, and they had the nation's longest winning streak. That went down to Cassville. They've just been struggling. That being said, man, it's tough to make that pick, but I'm going to go with Chris Holt and Lathrop. Chris Holt's been there, done that. He's won state championships at Maryville, and I think maybe this year it's going to be tough. Whoever wins this game is going to have a tough game next week. I think they've got a shot to win the whole thing. Okay, next up, Maryville versus Trinity, the defending 3A or Class 3 state champions in Missouri, playing one of the most talented teams that were down in Class 2 the last few years. They went to the Class 2 state championship game a few years ago against Lamar. They've got all kinds of D1 talent. Team everybody in St. Louis talks about being one of the best teams no matter what class they are. Coach, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Maryville. I think they have the potential to have several long scoring drives just like they did last week, and they've got two really outstanding running backs. I'm going with Maryville.
I'm going to go with Maryville too. I think that the coaching staff there has the experience of playing very talented teams with big-time players. They know how to handle their business, and they're playing their best football at the right time. I'm going to go with the Spoofhounds. Okay, our first REMAX Big 3 game on the Missouri side. Smithville versus MICDS. Coach, what do you think?
I think this Smithville team is extremely confident. I think they're playing great on both sides of the football. I think they're going to be a difference maker. I think their balance between run and pass offensively is going to be an advantage.
They're balanced on each side of the ball. They play good special teams. There's not that many weaknesses in this team, and they're playing their best football. I think that the move to the Suburban Conference came at a perfect time. They had a senior-laden team that was ready to do well. They went through that conference, played really well, beat Kearney twice, bounced back after a tough loss to Plaquemine in the middle of the season, got a huge win there. Last week they were very impressive against Warrensburg, really didn't let them become a part of the game. I think Smithville gets the job done here. I think that they are going to have a chance to win this game, and who knows, they'll get the winner of Ladue and Webb City, which was the finals last year in Class 4. I think this could be a magical year for Smithville, Coach.
I think they're extremely confident. I'm going to go with Smithville also.
Okay, Fort Osage versus Columbia Battle. The last time Fort Osage went to the state championship game, they beat Columbia Battle in the semifinals. I think this could be a repeat of that. And it's a different team than it was 3 years ago when they won the state championship. They had Skylar Thompson and that offense that was unbelievable and could put points on the board. A solid defense, but not the defense that they have right now. Vaughn Young and that defense looked outstanding against Staley last week. That Staley offense is not what it was the year before, but they never let them become part of the conversation, Coach. And they really, they've got good cornerbacks. They've got good linebackers. They're strong on the line. It's just a really good defense playing fantastic football. I like the Indians in this game.
I agree with you, and I think Ty Baker's the glue to their whole program right now, and he does a lot of good things as a quarterback. I'm going to go with Fort Osage also.
And Ty made a few plays last week and did enough to kind of get them the lead. But the reason he was having trouble doing things is because Staley's defense was so good. Those might be the two best defenses that you'll see in Class 5. But I think, yeah, I agree with you. I think Fort Osage is going to get it done and play for another state championship. Okay, our last REMAX Big 3 game, a rematch from earlier this season and a regular season, Rockhurst versus CBC. Rockhurst got the 14-13 win over Blue Springs. They're back in the state championship game for the first time since 2014. Coach, I think CBC's just got too much here, especially if Luke Boehm doesn't play at quarterback. It's going to be tough sledding for Rockhurst. I like CBC to get another state championship.
I think you're right. I think the offensive injuries to Rockhurst could be a factor. But remember what I said, I want Rockhurst to win.
That's
the key word was want them to win.
Want them to win. I want them to win too. I just don't know if they can on this one. All right, those are our picks with the pros this week. It's going to be another great week of action. We've got all the games in Kansas covered, all the games in Missouri covered. We'll have highlights of those games as well this weekend. Everything's on Saturday. We're going to have live stats from several of these games as well, so you can follow along if you're out and about on Saturday doing some shopping and you can't stay at home and follow those games. You can take them everywhere you go. Get on the Preps KC app and get on PrepsKC.com and follow those live games. And, of course, all the great coverage will be there Saturday night into Sunday, and then we will take a look next week at all of the state championship games on the Missouri side as we close things out. Hopefully we could have five local teams in the state championships this week, Coach, next week.
That's what we want to happen.
That is what we want to happen. Okay, be sure to check out all the podcasts. We're going to have podcasts on the site with out-of-town coaches this week with teams that are in the state championship. So be sure to grab those as well, and you can get some perspective from outside the Metro on what they think about the teams here in the Metro. All right, you've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night has also been brought to you by REMAX, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Stay tuned for the Vision Sports Radio High School Football Game of the Week here on 1030 AM, KCWJ.
In 1982, I won the American League batting title. My strength at the plate was my ability to switch hit. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. It doesn't matter if you're buying a mansion or selling a bungalow, you need the versatility that a RE/MAX agent offers. They understand the market and possess the know-how to help you go from sale to sold. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. 7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day?
Race day?
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgating 101.
points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.